At the Pocahontas County Board of Education's meeting on May 24th, the board members considered the request from Tracy Velasch to provide the Adventure Pocahontas Nature's Mountain Classroom program with a $50,000 budget to expand it next year to include all grade levels. However, school treasurer Sherry Radcliffe pointed out that at the May 3rd meeting, Velasch had requested the board to support the program with a $45,000 budget next school year, but that has now grown to $50,000. Radcliffe said she believes the program to be very good and the schools can't afford it this year because of federal COVID money. She warned that in future years, when those federal funds disappear, the school system won't be able to afford to continue that funding. Board member Morgan McComb also disagreed with providing the $50,000 to this popular recreation program, since he said we need to be concentrating on academics. He said that while he likes the program, it is unaffordable. Other board members disagreed, pointing out that while the program is recreational in nature, providing skiing, bike riding, hiking, and other outdoor opportunities to students, it also uses those adventures to teach academic STEM subjects such as mathematics, English language arts, and science. For example, the students write essays about these adventures. In the end, the board members voted 4-1 to provide the requested $50,000 to the program for 1 year, but noted that continuing this funding in subsequent years will be dependent on the financial situation at that time. In his report, Superintendent Beam announced that they have now filled most job vacancies for the next school year. He announced that Secretary of State Mac Warner has provided them with the rules for filling the board position that was won by the now-deceased Joe Walker. The board members, including future member Becky Campbell, will meet in executive session at the June 7th meeting and discuss the process that the next board will use at their first meeting on July 5th to both appoint a temporary member to serve until the November election and how to elect the board president. Beam said who will be appointed will not be discussed at the June 7th meeting, just the process. Beam also congratulated Board Secretary Sarah Hamilton for obtaining her CDL license. Sherry Radcliffe said the federal government has approved for school boards to transfer their American Rescue Plan, or ARP, funds to their general funds as a way to avoid the ARC deadline for spending those funds. Radcliffe said that this means they can hold that money until additional funds can be added for installing HVAC in the schools. Additionally, the board approved the Pocahontas County Schools 2022-2023 budget. They also approved, effective July 1st, increasing extra duty pay from $22 per hour to $25 per hour for professional employees, and from $14 per hour to $17 per hour for service employees, and from $50 to $60 for activity and enrichment runs. The members approved two NEOLA policies involving increasing travel payment and meal allotments for employees on official trips. They approved a program agreement with West Virginia University to continue having Jennifer Nail Cook serve as the Cohort 1 in supporting improvement in mathematics teaching and learning in this third year of that five-year program. The board approved their 2022-2023 meeting schedule and the recommended service and professional personnel actions, which can be viewed with this news story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. The members met in executive session to discuss with the superintendent his evaluation for the 2021-2022 school year. Then they returned to open session and approved it. Just based upon the observed reactions of the board, it appears that the evaluation went well for Mr. Beam. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.